the Mechaba Paskin and Shechnach Erechayim Sama Meshtesav Gimel Kol HaBrochus and the Stapik and Beir Chemla Einim Bevarach Loi Bechina Loi Besaif. All Brochus, if you Mesupik, if you made the Brochus on that, could be Brochus Rishayna or Brochus Achrayna or Bechus HaMitzvah, any Brochus, if you're not sure if you made the Brochus on that, you don't make the Brochus over. Chutz mi Bechus HaMazim Neishu Hishal Teir, except for benching some Bechus HaMazim, which is the Stapik B'Aitha. This is the Bechus HaLocha of Stapik Brochus L'Hakol. The first in the Subic made a bracha, since all brachas, Bechus Menem, Bechus Mitzvahs, even Bracha Achreina, is Drabanan, except for Bechus Mazim, which is Midaraisa, Paschal Neteir. But all other brachas are Midarabanan, so if you're Mesupik, you don't make up with a bracha. It's Safak Drabanan Hakol. And Bechus Mazim would be Safak Deraisa Lachumra. And the Mishnah Berurah there can see that this halach is also in Siman Samach Zayin Tef Tes Bemis. It's also in the beginning of Erechayim Samiv Ches and Hilchasitis and the Ramah, and it's really in many places. So you do the halacha, well known halacha, that's Savak Brachas L'Hakol. In the truth of Kivayga, Simachapay, someone asked Kivayga Kasha, Shaila, says, why do the Paiskin, they all say some of this halacha that you just don't say over the bracha if you're Masupik, why shouldn't you say over the bracha Balaz? In a different lotion, in a different language, in English or in Aramish, say Brich Chachmona Malka the Hayama, and the show brings down the famous Gemara Brachas Dafnim. The Gemara says, lotion over here. The I think it was Binyamin Raya. He said Binyamin Raya. Binyamin, who was seemed to be a shepherd, Korach Rifta. He was making a Brechus HaMaitzi Velma Brich Mori the High Pita. Instead of saying the regular Mischa the Bracha of Baruch HaShem HaKedem Malchayim HaMaitzachim in Aretz, he said Brich Mori the High Pita. So he didn't say the Shem HaShem, he didn't even say on Kain and L'Chayr Etzol Nechal and Mori the High Pita. Mori the mess of this bread is Devisha. So he was, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yotza. Rav says he was Yotza. You can make a Bracha Balaz, even in such a Loshin, just say Baruch Brich Mori the High Pita, and he Yotza to the Bracha. So the show is, why don't we always do that? Whenever we have a Suffolk bracha, why don't we say the bracha in a Ramish or in a different lashon Balaz, and we'll manashach. If you made the bracha already, it's not a bracha batal, because you're only saying it Balaz, you're not saying the Shem Hashem. And in case you did make the bracha, it's anyway. Why do the Pesachim say, a Suffolk bracha stahakal, no one's makbid to say the bracha, at least Balaz. So the show himself says, maybe you might think that you say Balaz is also sharing with a bracha batal. Maybe that's the reason why we don't do it that way. Maybe it's also bracha batal. So he says, he brings a shach. He says, "Chayus mashma." It's not a bracha batal from a shach in your day. It's a mukufayin test. The shach talks about something else. The shach talks about mechikas Hashem, erasing the Shem Hashem, the lab in the Torah. And the shach says, "Hashem belaz." There's no issa mechikas Hashem in their eyes. Even though we have people putting nizah on that, and even Hashem in English, G-O-D, G-D-H-D, people are a little bit nizah not to erase it, not to throw it out. But Gemayis Mikadin, the Shach Paskins, that there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem on Hashem Balaz. Tainet the Shoyl, there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem on Hashem Balaz, then there should be no Issa Bracha V'Tolga on Hashem Balaz. So why don't you just? But you are Yaitz to the Bracha. It's not a Bracha V'Tolga, but you are Yaitz to the Gemayis of the Bracha. So why don't we do that? That was the Shoyl Shaila. So the Kivei Gainson in back. First of all, he said, but you're bringing down from the Shach that there's no Issa Mechikas Hashem on Hashem Balaz. Says you're right, but it's not only a shach; it's Yishenim also. The Kivayi gives them Armakimis, the guest of Mishnah, the end of Perek Vav, the Chesedi Atayr, B'Shem Duvdva, the Ran, and the Kivayi brings down the Taj. But also says a lot of Yishenim is the marker for the shach that there's no Ism Chikas Hashem and Hashem Balaz. And then he brings down there's a Ramam sheet in Hilchos Shavuos that there's Perek Yibei Zochir Aleph that we once spoke about. This there's no Ism of Askar Shem Shemayim on Batola in Hashem Balaz. The Ramam sheet is the person is going to say the Shem Shemayim. G-O-D in Laz, in a different language, and there's no Issa of Maskar Shem Shemayim Levatola. We spoke about this last time, whether we should have a place to come out on that, but my sister Ramashita. So the Kivayi is enforcing what the Shoyl asked him. He's saying, what you're saying is, you have a point, that there should not be any Issa Bracha Batola Balaz, because you find Rishayim say there's no Issa Machika B'Shem Balaz, and the Ramashita is, and there's no Issa of Maskar Shem Shemayim Levatola Balaz. So you're right. What we should do is say the whenever you have a stomach bracha, say the bracha balaz. And then Manoshech, if he didn't make the bracha, he yates the balaz, like the Gemara Binyamin Raya. And in case you did make the bracha and you're saying it over for no reason, but it won't be bracha vatalma because it's only balaz. But the Kivayi answers, the Teretz is, he says, even though we talk a fine that Hashem Belaz is not, doesn't have the whole chayma of the Shem Hashem when it comes to the mechika of erasing it, or when it comes to the issa of Haskar Hashem Shemang of Atola, just mentioning the Shem, but for Baruch of Atola, you can say there is an issa. And the Kvega brings down, because we find, there's another Rambam, in Perigbeis Sochashuz Lachabeis, Benegei Shvu Deraisa. The Rambam paskins that the halacha is, for Shvu Deraisa, you have to say the Shem Hashem. A person just makes a shvua that he's not going to eat apples, it's not a shvua deraisa. If he says he's nishba b'shem Hashem, he says David's name, and he makes a shvua that he's not going to eat an apple, that shvua is a shvua deraisa. So shvua deraisa, you have to have shem Hashem. And the Ram paskins that a nishba b'chem in a kinuyim, if a person makes a shvua in one of the kinuyim of Hashem, chanan v'rachem, in the shem of chanan v'rachem, which is not the regular shem Hashem, that's also shvua deraisa. In times of Kivega, Kinuyim is not different than Belaz. Once you're not saying one of the Shemus Mechodim of Hashem, it's considered like Belaz also. So in times of Kivega, if you made a Shvuah Belaz, also will be a Shvuah Deraisa. If a person made a Shvuah of Hashem, G-O-D, that he's not going to eat an apple, that will be a Shvuah Deraisa. As a Mema, in times of Kivega, the Pasuk in the Torah says, L'sis Hashem Hashem L'shav. Do not, literally means do not take Hashem's name in vain. That pasuk is the mokka of midiraisa. That pasuk means the is of shvua shav. Person's not going to make a shvua with the Shem Hashem, which is a shvua shav, which has no meaning. For example, the person takes a wooden table and he makes a shvua with Shem Hashem that this table is made out of gold, and it's not true. That's a shvua shav. And the Gemara says that person makes a bracha v'tal, he's also over this lot. The Gemara bracha v'tal on the Gimel says that person makes a bracha v'tal, he's over like Tisa Shem Hashem Moshav. And we spoke about this last time. There's a machlokes Rambam and Tosis of Stas Deraisa Rabbanan. The Rambam holds that it's Deraisa. The Gemara means a drasha Deraisa. The lava Tisa goes Saya on Shvushav and Saya goes also on bracha v'tal. Tosis holds it's only on bracha v'tal, it's only the Rabbanan. And the pasuk is Asmach the Bama. But the Rambam sheet is the Raisa. Is the main law that Kivega says that if the Rambam is saying that a shvua b'shem Hashem belaz will be a shvua the Raisa, then the chayav would come out if a person makes a shvua shav with the shem Hashem belaz would also be nisa the Raisa. So the pasuk v'lisisa is referring to Hashem belaz also. Just like a shvua deraisa could be created, could be chal with a shem belaz, so the same thing a shvua shav, the issa shvua shav will be in a shem belaz. So the Melech of Kerega, this pasuk on sees the shem Hashem l'shav is referring to even a shem belaz. So the Melech of Kerega, according to Rambam, that Baruch HaVatol was going down from this pasuk on sees the shem Hashem l'shav, it will also go on a shem belaz. That's Kerega's whole chesed. So it comes out that this pasuk on sees the shem Hashem l'shav is referring to a shvua belaz. Even the shvu in a different language, even the shem in a different language. So mainly the takabin issa to make a bracha v'tala, even the shem in a different language. And then the Kivega says, it's himself a kashrut, but we just said before, the Rambam says b'feirish, the Rambam himself holds that haskara shem shemayim is not asa belaz. The person isn't allowed to say, according to the Rambam, the shem shemayim, G-O-D in a different language, and it's not called saying Hashem's name in a v'tala. So why should bracha v'tala be even on Hashem Belaz? So the Kivega says, "Loshen al tatama." Don't wonder why this is so, because the ma'ase is a chilek. Because the issa of haskar Hashem Shemayim v'tala is an issa ase. It's really going to come another pasuk. There's really two pasukim. There's a pasuk in the Torah that we want to move. Daftal learns out, and the pasuk says in the Devarim, "As Hashem al kecha tira," literally, you should fear Hashem. And we learn from that pasuk, you're not going to say Hashem's name, haskar Hashem Shemayim, just Hashem's name v'tala. And that's an issa asay, because the Torah says in the lashon of mitzvah asay, it's Hashem al kecha tira. You should be mekayim the mitzvah of having moriah for the Eibishter. And if you over that mitzvah by saying the Shem Hashem, that's the over issa asay. Mashen ki in the issa bracha v'talma, according to the Rambam, is a different pasuk. It's the pasuk when it's Hashem Hashem l'shav. That's the lois asay, which is even more chum. So Zaktim Kivega, since we see this chiluk, you could say for the issa say of Es Hashem al kecha tira, that's the Rambam saying you're not over, if it's Hashem Belaz. But for the issa of bracha v'tala, which is always to say, you are over even in Hashem Belaz. That's Kivega. So what is
different? means if he's not just saying it because one lesson was allowed. But it says Hashem lekechti. It says you gave up. But the answer is it's a shame Hashem. So anything that's nichlal in shame Hashem could be. So even a kid could be nichlal in the word shame Hashem. It's a different lotion of the tzivui. Not because it's an essence, but it's because the Torah is set in a different option.
Yemes is a little bit not so clear what the chiluk is, and the tziv and hamik shayla and the seif on the shulta shulton and gimel oispeis. He stels on the kivega. He asks on the kivega what exactly is the chiluk. The tziv asks. The tziv understood the chiluk is in the choyma isa. That's how the tziv understood the kivega. It is very shvei. We're going to get to that. It is very shvei. The tziv asks that kasha. The tziv understood the kivega is giving a reason why. For Haskosh of Shemayim Levatola, it's not Osa Belaz in a different language, and for Brach Levatola, it will be Osa Belaz. And the Tziv and the Sud, Kiveg is saying, because the Haskosh of Shemayim Levatola is only in the Saseh, it's more Kal. Since it's still more Kal, it's not Osa Belaz. Mashen came Brach Levatola, which is more Chomer, which is the least to say, that would be Osa even Belaz. In fact, in the Tziv, what's the difference if it's more Kal? Or Muhammad, his lashon is vaniba ani ngoy near hefesh din nisakal chama. I don't see a difference if it's nisakal or chama. Umali yisasei or yisasei. What's the difference if it's nisasei or yisasei? Then the Tzid is asking if the Shem Hashem Belaz has the taikif, has the chayim of the Shem Hashem, then it should be also for the yisasei also. It should be also for haskoshen shemang matala. If the Shem Hashem Belaz is not called the Shem Hashem, it should be mutti even for the loyisasei, even for bracha matala. Why for this should it be considered an asei and for this it should be considered Shem Hashem and this not? Oh, so Yitzchak wants to say it's in the lashon of the pasuk. That's not a bit of art. He wants to say that when the Torah asks, the Leisisa Shem Hashem comes to include, doesn't just say Leisisa Hashem, it says Leisisa Shem Hashem that comes to include even Hashem Belaz. Hashem Kein Es Hashem Al Kechatir, it's only on David's name. Right, so this was actually this was a few months ago when we had the shiur. Right. We had a hot, that's what we had the shiur this time. I gave a copy of that old shiur. It was almost a year ago, actually, but we spoke about that. But a little very ichus. But lemaisa the zoyis, that's the way it is. That bracha v'tala is more chama than just mentioning the Eibush's name. Is more chama. That's a fairish gemara. The gemara says in Tzmura that if you say the Eibush's name more chama, just the Shem Hashem, you only able an asay of Es Hashem al-Kachatira. But if you make a bracha batala, the Gemara says you're able leisisa. According to the Rambam, it's the Raisa. You're allowed leisisa. So I think this Pasha, the Kriyeg is not saying this chiluk, that this is more, that the Shem Hashem Belaz is more chomer by a leisisa than it is by an asay. That's not what the Kriyeg means. And I think it's muchach azay, because the Kriyeg himself brings down that according to the Shach and according to other Rishonim, there's no issa machikas Hashem by Hashem Belaz, and machikas Hashem is loisasei. Loisatzon, we're going to have from Pasuk loisasei. So you see that even on a loisasei, there's no issa on Hashem Belaz. So you can't say that's the chalon. So I think all the Kivega was trying to point out over here is not to make a mistake that it's all. Maybe like Rabbeinu was thinking. Don't make such a mistake to think that it's all one pasha. You would think that the whole Issa Bracha V'Tolna is because of you being Maske Hashem Shemayim L'Vatolna. That's what the whole Issa Bracha V'Tolna is, because you're saying Hashem's name L'Vatolna. And you would think it's all one Pasha. But mainly, you would say, how could the Hashem Shemayim L'Vatolna be Mutta Belaz, and a Bracha V'Tolna be Asa Belaz? Because it's all one Pasha. That's what Kirk is bringing down. It's not one Pasha. It's two separate Pashas in the Torah. The Issa of Haskoshim Shemayim L'Vatolna is an Issa Asay from Es Hashem L'Kechatir. And this Bracha V'Tolna is a Moisa say from Moisisa. And since it's two Pashas, that's what Kivegi is saying, Al Tatama, don't look at it so shver, why when I gave this is Asa Belaz and this is Mutta Belaz. Because we find this in other places. We find, that's what Kivegi brings down, we find Benegea, Mechikas Hashem, and Benegea, Haskoshim Shemang V'Tolna, it's not Asa Belaz. And we find by Shvua that it's considered, even Hashem Belaz is considered Hashem Hashem to create a Shvua Deraisa. And Mimela to make the Issa of Shvua Shav, which would be from Leisisa. I think this is what Kriyega means. And Mimela, you could say Bracha V'Tolna is also included, because it's all from the same pasuk from Leisisa. And we kind of fit in Siskasha. And in Tzemach David, from the David Rappaport, the Machab Seif Mikdash David, is also a Shiva by, he said it was Nagat Shiva by Rochan Wasserman and Branovich. He made a Seif on the Shuv's Kriyega called Tzemach David. He is the Mikasha. He is the Chaya. By every bracha v'tolna, there should be another Eitza. If a person is, I'm sorry, Rabbi Sach Bruch is a Hakel. Whenever a person is a Sufik, if he made a Shahakel or not, the halacha is Sach Bruch is a Hakel, you don't make the Bruch over. So, effect the of David, why don't you make the Bruch over with an Eitza like this? Why don't you just say the Pasuk in the Hillim, Bruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, and then continue the Bracha, Shakel and Yibivari. Even though you're leaving out the Lokenu, the Tzemach David says the Lokenu is not ma'akev. And Memes, Mishnah says the same thing from being done place in the Simon Resh, Yudalat, Sputnadalat, the Lokenu is not ma'akev. So why don't you just say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, Melech Oilam? You just have to say Malcha, say Melech Oilam, Shakel and Yibivari.
Even though the Gemara Baruch is, you don't have to say.
Well, that could be included in the Moreh Haipita. I was thinking that, because Gemara Brachos Ben Yom Rai, you're asking from? Where's the Malchus? It could be Moreh Haipita. I was thinking that, Kasha. Where's the Malchus of... It could be Moreh is all... Moreh Haipita is the Shem Hashem, because it refers to Hashem
Balaz. Moreh Shem Hashem, you need Rechman.
At the end of the Moreh Haipita.
Moreh Haipita, I need Shem Hashem.
They said Rechman or Moreh Haipita.
Moreh Haipita. It could be Moreh.
Okay. Okay. So Mori would be Malchus. Right. I just look at the what's Ma'akev in the Bracha, but this is Semach Bevitz Chap. He wants to say, we know it's brought down in Paiskim, the person accidentally says Bracha Tashem and he realizes that he doesn't have to make a Bracha, you finish off, you say Amdeinu Chukecha, and that's how you save it, because it's a Pasuk. A Pasuk you're not to say, a complete Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Telem. So, why don't you just say Bracha to Hashem, and then finish the Bracha? So now we're Manoshech. In case you won't chayv in a Bracha, you didn't make a Bracha at all, because you said a Pasuk, and then you just continued Melech Adam Shakalim Bidvari, which is nothing on its own. And in case you were Mechayv in the Bracha, you said the Bracha. Ah, you were Mafsik and the Bracha from Deinu Chukecha, that's the famous halacha, the Gemara, Babas, the Kuch of Tess, and other places, that Tuchle Diba Kadiba Dami. A Hesik has to be at least three or four words. If you're Mafsik, with less than three or four words, and this is only two words, and Deinu Chukecha, it's not a hefsek. You say Bracha Tashem with Deinu Chukecha, and then Techadidibi, you go back to the Bracha, Melech Oilam, and you finish the Bracha. So why isn't that a good Eitzah? And in fact, why don't the Pesachim say this? Why is the Shulchan Aruch Seisim and just says that if you have a Suffolk Bracha, don't make the Bracha over? Why is the Shulchan Aruch give his Eitzah? Say over the Bracha and say, I'm Deinu Chukecha. Samadar wants to say, Shane says a very nice parrot. He wants to say that it could be that when do you say that Techei Diba Kediba Dami and less than two words is not a hefsek, that's when you say some extra words that you're not muchach to say. But when you're muchach to say those two words and you have to say those two words, that's choshev and that will be a hefsek. And since over here you had a thing on Dinah Chukecha to get yourself out of the problem of Bracha Vatala, time is Samadar David. That would be a hefsek. And he brings a mashal, which I haven't seen in Sushta, brings a mashal, the halacha is, if a person has meiraglayim on his body, he's not going to make a bracha. He's mukti, he's not going to make a bracha in such a matzav. Let's say he's able to wash himself off very quickly, techchede diva, less than the shear of techchede diva, less than the shear of saying shalom aleichem rebbe, or shalom aleichem rebbe mori, very quickly. And let's say he started a bracha, and then he had meiraglayim, and he was able to wash it very quickly, Techei Diva, he still has to go back to being in the Bracha. You don't say Techei Diva Gediva Dami when a person was in a Matzif when he could not continue the Bracha. When he was Mufka from the Bracha entirely, that's considered Hefsek even if it's not Techei Diva. So Tzim Aldo wants, even though it's not Mamash Asushta, but he wants to compare it here also. Since the Lamdeinu Chukecha, you were Mukh to say and you weren't able to finish the Bracha Al Pidin, you were like in a Matzif where you cannot finish the Bracha at that time. So at that time, that would be a hefsek even if it's techele diva. As a gan shem svar. But then the Tzemach David wants to declare and say, no, he wants to shlug up the teret. He wants to say lechera on the tzad that you're mechuyis to make the bracha. Instead of you're mechuyis to make the bracha, then you're not mechuyis to say amdein chukecha. You're always saying that amdein chukecha to protect yourself on the tzad that you didn't have to make the bracha over. But on the tzad that you're mechuyif to make the bracha, you didn't have to say on dinu chukecha. You just said it, but you didn't have to say it. So since on the tzad that you didn't have to make the bracha, you should be yaitz and it should not be a hefsek. You're looking at me like, you're thinking that you are much because of the whole matzah. Because of the whole matzah. But klap eishmei, that's his first step. But klap eishmei, really, in case I had to make the bracha, the whole purpose of saying is, in case I had to make the bracha, it should not be considered a hefsek. It's definitely deeper of something I didn't have to say.
So This whole thing of Tzadik, is even if you make a hefsek with words,
it's only a hefsek of time. Do you think it's a hefsek of time? But we find it with a hefsek of words also. That's able to go back and continue, right? So
when it's me'ain, always you say you're not allowed to be maspik. No. Why does Kishai you can't say a word? Why is one word wrong? Why is deeper b'chal a hefsek? Why is deeper b'chal a hefsek? It says but Kishai you're not allowed to speak out. Why not? Anyways,
well, you're not maspik between the bracha and the mitzvah. Or the gemara mitzvah. Yeah, because you're maspik between the bracha and.
Deeper sexy, what is a din in three words? You know, let me master. I'm glad that someone said in Brooklyn, let's say two words in milk. Hello, how are you doing? I said, no.
What did you say? Because deeper than me.
Deeper is not
a
hefsek. I understand what he meant. He said,
no one did the
evidence. I'll tell you what I'm saying. I'm going to have to be master. Might say, with sheep, you're going to be master as long as the brother takes.
Well, Teretz is going back. Maybe that's the Teretz. But you're right. If a person makes a bracha on a mitzvah, and then he speaks, he's not going back to the bracha. He's not going back to the bracha. But over here, since I'm going right back to the bracha, so I'm continuing melech ha'olam. That takes off the original deal. I want to go. You can't be chayz and go back to the bracha. It was techli diba.
So it goes back.
Right. You're going back to the last word you said. The Baruch Atah Hashem. You want to go back and not counting on Dinu Chutecha, go back to Melech Olam. But still, you want to say that in case you're not Mechivin a Baruch, I'm not going back. And Dinu Chutecha should remain. You have to understand how that works. You want the words. I guess you want to, either way, a little bit Tolim Breir, Yesh Breir, Ein Breir. But this is what he says. I just like his Svara that he wanted to say that. When do you say Techtei Diba on something that it's not Mukhach to say? But something that you're Mukhach to say, that's already a Hefsek, even if it's Techtei Diba. And he brings the Raya from Hoyme Reglaim, Shaysan Halab. So Mike says, that's the Tzemach Tavitz Kasha, why don't we do the Seitzah? I did want to say, I have Shukul Teretz with a few Chazanish that we spoke about in our previous year, and the Chazanish Arachayim, some Kuflan Zayin, Oisvav. And there's a little bit more to speak about this Tzemach Tavitz being Zayin Chavitz Das. But have written up in the shears written up. If you want to like copy of copies there. But said I think I'd rather speak about something else. Go back to another Indian from we spoke about in the previous year. A while ago we were learning the Sugya of Krishna, and we mentioned the halacha, the Machaber Paskin, the son, it's a halacha in Erechaim. Some tough kuf peitet also has a Tkiya Shefa. And it's a basis of Ben Machab and Shechon Erech. The Machab passed and said, hey, that a Chatziyev and a Chatziyev ben Chayrin cannot blow Shechif himself. The Machab passed and said, a Chatziyev and a Chatziyev ben Chayrin is when you have an Evet Kanani, then this Evet Kanani is the more dash is Lo Lo Meisha. The Evet Kanani is Mechiv and Mitzvah like an Isha. Mid Raisa. He's Mechiv and Mitzvah like an Isha. And the Isha is Potter from Tkiya Shefa Mid Raisa, because it's Mitzvah Seish is Mangrom. Any Mitzvah is telling you the time, at Tkiya Shefa is telling you in Rosh Hashanah, Mikadin, Nashima Potter, Nashima Machas themselves in the Mitzvah, they like to come and be, it's Mitzvah anyway, but Mikadin, the Isha is Potter. So Machab Paskins, a Chatzi of a Chatzi Ben Chayyar, and that means that two Shuftim own an Evid, and one Shuftim frees the Evid, so this Evid becomes a Chatzi Evid. Because half of him, the partnership that was owned by the other partner, is a free man. So this person is a half an Evan and a half a Ben Chayrin. So it comes out, the half of him that's a Ben Chayrin is Chayrin the Kiyah Shefa. The half of him that's an Evan has been like an Isha's part of him is Kiyah Shefa. So passing the Mechara, but he cannot blow Shefa himself. Because to be Yisrael Kiyah Shefa, you have to hear it from someone that's Mechuyah B'dava. A man cannot hear Kiyah Shefa from a lady that's blowing. So this Chatziyev Ben Chayrin, half of him is the is Mechiv Naganisha, he's part of Tkiya Shefa. So if he blows Shefa, half of him that's Chatziyev cannot pat the Chatziyev Ben Chayrin. And it's the that the Mechab and Shulchan Aruch speaks about this halacha maisa. It seems that in times of Shulchan Aruch, maybe there was still avodim, it was before Lincoln freed the slaves, There's still a very simple concept of having a bottom person born an Eved, the Ketushah from born an Eved, somebody feed an Eved, the Machaber talks about Lachal Maisa. This Chatziyah v'Chatzim Mechayim cannot blow shay for himself. So what should he do? He has to make sure to be Yetzah from somebody else. Every person could always blow shayfa himself if he wants, but this Chatziyah v'Chatzim, he has to make sure to be Yetzah shayfa from somebody else. He has to have somebody else who blow shayfa for him. The Ramah brings down this halacha, the same halacha, in Hilchos Megillah, the son, by Hilchos Megillah, the same problem. Hilchos Megillah, the time of the Ramah, that the Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chayrin should be Yetzah from somebody else, because the Chatziyev cannot be Maitzi, the Chatziyev and Chayrin. The Michel Sinach wants to be Ma'ira, that L'Chayra, this halacha, is in the Gaya third place, by Krishma. Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chayrin, L'Chayra cannot be Yetzah Krishma. Because when he says Krishma, half of him is a Chatziyevit. So Taina de Mechasinach, that the Chatziyev and Chatziyev Mechayrin should have to every day go to somebody else and have him be Moitzi him with Krishma twice a day. Every morning and every night, he should have to have somebody Moitzi him with Krishma because he can never say Krishma for himself.
It's not
going to
be better
than
Shemei
Kavin
if he's
Yetzi from
somebody else.
You mean even the Shemei, his ears
is Chatziyevit? The thing is Shmi Betzen. So he's blowing, and then the Chatziyev, so he's hearing from somebody that's blowing, he's hearing from somebody, the thing is Shmi Betzen. So he's blowing and he's hearing from himself. But the thing is Krishna, the thing is Krishna, he's landing. The Chatziyev is landing, the Chatziyev is landing. The Chatziyev is Chatziyev. No din Shmi over it. Shmi lost the Yamashay. But Kishay, the thing is that you have to hear this Kishay.
No, but
Kishay
could hear from a lady. You can't hear from a lady.
No, but you're not in Yoitz Malayi. The Chatzi Yisrael is blaming. What's wrong?
If he does Malayi and he hears from Malayi, do Yoitz?
No.
So he can't hear himself?
No. He forget about hearing. He doesn't have to hear. He's blaming. He's not up to hear. He's blaming. The din is delayed. I can't show you that the din is to hear. If the mitzvah was only to be the K, it would also be shvet.
And Mikra Megillah? Why can't he lay it himself?
And it's not Mikum Dilma.
But there are most of the same halacha by Mikum Dilma.
No, but then he can't.
There are most of the cannot. He has to have someone be my
son. Very good, because Mikum Dilma is more than Kriya. There's a din to hear it. It's a chaksav, maybe. It's a din.
Okay.
Why is Lulav on Krishna?
I was wondering that. I mean, it's a picking it up. Well, that you can't have somebody might see you. Lulav is always to a good boy. Lulav and Tfilin, there's no Eitza. You can't go have someone be might see you with Lulav. So might see you, try your best. You pick up a Lulav and at least the Chatzi
Bechay. Might see you with more than
Shemei
Echayin. Without
Shemei Echayin,
it doesn't work anyway.
Right.
So
Shemei Echayin
is a
Yitzah from Bach.
It's
Koiner.
What do you mean? It's Koiner.
It can't
be better than himself.
So Mechasena, it's Koiner. Krishna to what the Mechaber says by Kishay from Mikra Megillah, and he's married it. But even if she would, you can't be Maitzi. It's a famous Tesis reading. That Mitzvah Shabagufa, you can't be Maitzi someone anyway. So there's definitely no Eitzah by your own other Mitzvahs. So the Mechaber and Ramah only found two cases of this in the Gea. Yeshev is something you can be asked to someone in Mikra Megillah. In fact, the Mechasenach is a third place, Krishma. So the Mechasenach just married as a Ha'ara, what the Mechaber and Ramah are talking about, and Chayus Nagia third place. But I thought it's a Kasha, really. Why did the Mechaber and Ramah, why did they wait till the end of Erechayim? To Hilchus Shefer, which is towards the end, and Hilchus Megillah, which is Mamash, the end of Erechayim. Why didn't they talk about this in the beginning of Erechayim? Right over Hilchus Krishma, which is towards the beginning. And even more, Hilchus Krishma is Dava Motzeh and Motadiyah. Tiki Shev is once a year, Mikra Megillah is once a year, but Krishma is every single day, twice a day. So L'chayit Mechasim is a good kasha. The Mechaber and Ramah want to say this Sa'ara, why didn't they say this Sa'ara on Hilchos Krishma? This is what we spoke about last time. Well, the Ma'is and Mechaber do talk about it. The Mechaber and Ramah redefine it, as we said, obviously in their times it was a Dava Motzli to still have a Vodim. You could, theoretically today also, you can make, it's not so complicated. You could be Koina and Avikanani, you know. You just make a Kenyan. It's a Mishnah in Kedushin. I guess in that time they still had it. I think they did. In America, they had it not that long ago. They had slaves. It was Wakinyanim. Wakinyanim of an Avikanani. So, I would hear Baruch Shem. They don't have it today, but the mice, there was such a thing. It's hard to say Baruch Shem. Mice, the Torah does talk about it. But, So this is our aura. So what I want to add was Rabbi Yaakov Harari, from our Rabbi Smedish over here, he showed me a Mordek, an amazing shtickle from the Goyin, the one the Goyin in Shnei Stangyo on Brachos. The Goyin in Shnei Stangyo, in the beginning of the Sechta Brachos, he tells on, he has a kasha on the Lashon of the Mishnah of Meimus Haikirin of Hashma Ba'avis. Not the Mishnayis, it's Meimus Sekerin Hashma Ba'avin. That's Losh Mishnayis. In the Gemara we have it Meimus Sekerin Hashma Ba'avis. So the Goyin Shtels, why does the Mishnah say the Losh and Rabbim? Meimus Sekerin. When do we read Krishma? When do we learn Krishma at night? And right, the Mishnah right afterwards, further on, the Mishnah says, B'shachem Mevorach Shtayim Lefanah. The Mishnah talks about Birchus Krishma and B'shachris. It says, B'shachris, you make two brachas of Birchus Krishma before Krishma. And over there, the Mishnah says, L'Lashon Yochid, B'shachem Mevorach Shtayim. It says L'Lashon Yochid, in singular form, that he makes the bracha. In fact, the Goyin, if you want to have the Mishnayis to be in sync, if they want the two Mishnayis to be the same, it should say either the first Mishnah should say Meim Sei Kori Yeshma Ba'avis, when it should be seen in a singular form, when do we say Krishna Veshavai Ma'ariv, and then the next Mishnah would say B'shacham Avarich, or have them both be B'lash Rabban, let them both be plural, let it say Meim Sei Kori Yeshma Ba'avis, and let the next Mishnah say B'shacham Avarchim, B'lash Rabban. That's the Goyin's kasha. How come the first Mishnah is B'lash Rabban, and the next Mishnah, Mavarich, but the Brach is B'lash Yochin? So the Goyin wants to say, Teretz is, the Chumuk is, the first Mishnah is talking about Krishma itself. And Dr. Goyin, his Lashon is, the second Mishnah, Brachas, Echem Mavarich and Moitzis Kulon. One person can make a Bracha and be Moitzis to everyone. Now, Krishma, any Yochin Lohaitzi, but by Krishma, you cannot be Moitzis to someone. And I'll call Echatz Echelik Krishma Tnei Asmai. Everyone has to lay himself. L'chein K'toni Keren, that's what the Mishnah says, Lashon Rav, Makal Lashon, Yachal Lashon of the Goyin. The Goyin is saying, for a Dov Poshut, that by Krishma, you cannot be Maitzi someone. Since you cannot be Maitzi someone, everyone has to say Krishma. That's why the first Mishnah is Lashon Rabbim. Maim is like Kayim. When do we say Krishma? Because everyone has to say Krishma. There's no such thing as being Maitzi. That's what Lashon Rabbim. The next Mishnah says, B'shachem Mevorach Shtayim. You can make a bracha, because Nika Adin, the Baal Tzil, one person to get up and be Maitzi everyone with Be'achas Krishma. Be'achas Krishma, you can have one person saying it and be Maitzi to Rabbim. You can theoretically have one person be Maitzi against Klai Yisrael. The Mishnah says, that's what the Mishnah is Meramis Pas in Lashon of Yochid. B'shachem Mevorach Shtayim. That's the tell of the good piece of Shnei Song Yo on Mishnayis. So, but you see from here that the Goyin is naming off of the Rapasha, the Goyin just is assuming, is saying that for a fact, that Krishna itself, one person cannot be made to the next person. What's the reason? The Goyin doesn't say why. Well, I was thinking that it could be the reason is because the Krishna is Aloha, you have to be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's Ma'akid. In the first Pasuk, you have to be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. And that's Ma'akim. And that, you cannot be Maitzi someone. So, that might be like Mr. Shabagufa, right? There's no Shemekain on that. I saw once a nice of the Biskara at the end of his life, and he wasn't well, he was sick, never. He called his children over to listen to him say Krishna. He was worried that he's not saying Krishna properly, he's not being raised to the midst of the Raisa. And the children went, and they listened to the father, and the Biskara said over Krishna, and after they told him, they calmed him down, we heard that he said every single word clearly, he was Zichy Yetzah. And the Biskara started crashing, sighing, and he seems sad. And they asked him, what's bothering the Tata? They asked him, we heard that you said every word clearly, you Zichy Yetzah. So Biskara answered back, you could tell me that I said every word clearly, but you don't know what my kavanah was. You can't tell me if I was machavim properly. Was I Yetzah the Mitzvah? Was I Makabal Omach Shemayim? And that's what he was crashing. That's what he was worried about. So that could be pshat in the Goyin, where the Goyin holds that you're not Yetzah, you cannot be made to someone in Krishna. So, Agapanim, according to this Goyin, it'd be same for this Kasha. That's why the Machabim Ramah don't bring down this halacha of Chatsi Eva Chatsi Mecharim by Krishma. Because by Krishma, there's taka no Eitzah to go to someone else to be Maitzi you. According to the Goyin, you cannot be Maitzi someone with Krishma. Dafka by Tzki Yishefa, is when the Machabim says, is the Chatsi Eva Chatsi Mecharim cannot be Yitz himself, go to someone to be Yitzah. And Ramah says, when Mikra Megillah, the Chatsi Eva Chatsi Mecharim cannot be Yitz himself, go to someone to be Yitzah. But by Krishma, it's taka not an Eitzah. What taka do you do, according to the Goyin? I don't know what you do, but it's not you have no Eitzah. You try your best, I guess the Chatsi Mecharim should say Krishma on his own and try his best. But there's no point to going, that's why the Machabah Ramah don't bring it down. And the fact that the Machabah Ramah don't bring it down, it will be a riot to the going that you're not Yetzah, you cannot be Yetzah Krishma someone else. There are also the Machabah Ramah would work down the halacha, Chatsi Mecharim, even by Yechos Krishma. But lemais, to me, it's a pelvic zach, that it seems to be machoik is the Goyen and the Mechus Chinuch, is someone could be making some Krishma, which could be Rachman Son Negei. You have a Shvacha person who's in bed, he's sick, and it's hard for him, Pasha, to say the words. The person maybe with a heart condition, it's hard for him to say the words, and he asks someone to be making a Krishma. According to the Mechus Chinuch assumes that all Pasha, you could be Yetzah. That's what the Mechus Chinuch says, by the Chatzim, by Chatzim, Mechayin. He should also go have some Yetzah, and Mechusanach assumes that you could be Yetzah Krishma with Shemei Ka'ina. And according to the Goyin, you cannot. According to the Goyin, the person should try to say Krishma himself. It's not, you can't just ask him until you might see him. Do the Paiskim talk about this? I mean, Meduch Tachnat, I mean, maybe there's something to look into. Does anyone else mention this? What? It's a big shayla. Can you be mighty someone with Krishna? We have a shnei sung yo that just say, he's not saying it as a chiddush. He's just saying like a dark posha that you cannot be yitz, and he's explaining that's where the mishnah says moshe rabbi and zakein shmavavis, and the mechinuch just assumes the other way that you can be yitz, and that's why he has a kasher. But we should say b'chatz mechin also he needs to be yitz. They're assuming all this. What does it say in Pesachim? Maybe somebody took into it. I don't think Pesachim talk about it. So it's a merdeka machlokes mechinuch and the going we have in this opinion.